Let them walk on. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Which is the largest agriculture event in Tennessee every year, and it's just a thrill and a privilege to host it.
Excitement is still building in the town of Shelbyville, where the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration is being held for the 77th year. CEO Mike Inman.
Entries are up, and the number of horses are up. And so we're encouraged. We've had a very, very strong year, and that bodes well for the agriculture aspect, the farmer aspect of our breed. So we're really encouraged by that.
Mike Inman says while participation has been way up at this year's celebration, unfortunately controversy over testing has been way up as well. Despite proven scientific data that shows no soaring, USDA veterinary medical officers, which in this case are the judges, have turned away lots of horses that have passed the same testing earlier this summer.
The HSUS and the USDA, which we do have evidence that they are in collusion, are giving dramatic pushback. They want a subjective testing where they can be the final arbiters and there's no other say. As a matter of fact, we've seen the turning down of horses increase by 1,000% this last 3 days over what they've been percentage-wise over the entire year.
Inman says this past Saturday, 17 of the horses that were turned down passed inspection 69 times this spring and summer. It shows 34 of those by USDA, and many times it's the same judges. But despite the testing controversy, the celebration is still on, with a world grand champion to be announced on Saturday night.
Compared to last year, we would chart this at 11. On a scale of 1 to 10.
The Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration in Shelbyville. It's a family event we're seeing celebrating this beautiful breed of horse. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.